Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. This is episode number 9, All You Can't Eat.
I'm your host, Travis, and hey, look. Look who's back. Chris.
My name is Xavier.
Do I sense some hostility, my friend?
Just a titch.
Next time I'll tell you when I cheat on you, okay?
Yeah. Did you find that shit all over on Ashley Madison and stuff? That was horrible, man. At least on Cheaters, you could have gotten some FaceTime.
Yeah. Did you...
instead of getting just facials.
Did you listen to the episodes that I...
Yes.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
The time traveling one, I'm glad you picked somebody else. The DC Paradox was actually really good.
You like that one?
I like that one a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned some things.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, good. Then I did my job. Yeah. I didn't plan on calling two episodes in a row with a paradox, but it just rang.
Nice. Dummy.
Yeah. But you need to check out the last one, the audio commentary. That's a good one.
Okay.
I think you'll like that one. And I'm just not self-promoting just to do it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every download you can get, huh?
Damn right. And do you smell that?
Oh, man. Yeah. I taste the presence.
Fireproof stomach.
It's our good friend Abel.
Hey,
and
hey.
He's our other compadre from Houston Wrestling Radio.
Yes.
He got lost. He thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah. So Chris, instead of Travis cheating on you with Xavier, now we're gonna have a nice little menage a trois. So you know that he's cheating on you right in front of your face with you involved at the same time.
As long as I'm involved, I want to feel like I have purpose.
Yes.
For maybe a minute or two, then you'll have to be watching the rest of the time.
Hold the camera, jabroni.
Yeah. At least now it's actually finally Travis and Friends production.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plural.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because now by the time this thing airs, I'll be deleted that whole
tagline.
You'll forget. Yeah. Yeah.
You've done 3 podcasts in a week. You're going to forget.
Fuck. Yeah. Yes. We did earlier this week, we did our episode of Houston Wrestling Radio.
Yes.
Ain't
episode
that
what?
Shit.
Episode
107.
107. Whew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oofta.
So get your wrestling fix from that show. Just a little while ago, I did another podcast with Deep in the Horror of Texas with our other friends, Jeff and Aaron. And
wait. So you're telling me you had a different menage a trois?
Well, that's...
Please tell me they set the bar very low.
I'll let
As
you...
in we can just walk over it.
I'll let you use your imagination, my friend.
No pressure, Chris. No pressure.
Oh no, it sounds like no pressure by what you're describing, Travis. Yeah. It must have been very limp.
Oh
yeah. That's what they tell me.
Well, let's see if we can worsen this up.
So if you want to get caught up on our past episodes of Pop Culture Rewind, of course, you can find us through the website, popculturerewind.podbean.com. You can follow us through the social medias, through facebook.com/popculturerewind. And if you want to follow us on the Twitter, you can at, what is it, Chris? I got really good at this while you were gone, but I don't want you to forget about it. So go ahead. What's the...
It's at popculturerwnd.
Yes. And hey, since you're here, Abel, why don't you throw out a little shout out to Houston Wrestling Radio?
Yes, facebook.com/HoustonWrestlingRadio and on Twitter at @HWrestlingRadio.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole thing that started this endeavor.
Yes.
The three of us starting off with that, and then now we have a plethora of extra shows that are out there. Yeah. You know, maybe someday.
When's episode 1 of Stuff Your Face that we've been talking about for months on end? The Food Critic Show.
I don't know when that'll happen.
It might happen. Lazy.
But, we might have maybe a network of sorts in the making here. I mean, we've got so many friends and friends with podcasts and different types of
shows.
It's
the 21st century. Who the hell doesn't have a podcast?
Yeah, I know. Right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, it's the 21st century. Who doesn't have a network?
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah.
TNA.
Yeah. Who? Anyway. And also, since we're throwing out shout outs here, Deep in the Horror of Texas, at podbean.com, or you can also follow us through the Facebook, Rebelrock.com/Deep in the Horror of Texas.
Yeah, apparently your podcast with the horrors is the only one that sells merchandise, so congratulations.
Yeah, at Rebel.com. Redbubble.com. You got that, right?
Was that the rewind sound in pop culture?
Sure, did it sound like that?
That's what it sounded like.
Cool, yeah. All right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're halfway towards a Bray Wyatt promo right there.
Then my job is done, my friend. So,
between your talking and his beard. Yeah, just work it out.
You know, we're losing our audience with these wrestling references already.
A what?
Stop it.
Food!
Yes. Man, we just got back from a nice little dinner there.
Yeah.
Chili's.
Went to Chili's.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Slapping your belly over there. Yep. That's what that sound was, listeners.
Belly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, belly. Yeah, and we were thinking while we're eating, you know, which is a bad combination to do.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, there's been a lot of foods that's been around that isn't around anymore. And,
right.
With Pop Culture Rewind. We were thinking, actually, this is a topic near and dear to your heart, Abel. Food.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, I get made fun of amongst the group of friends here that, you know, okay, well, you guys could do Pop Culture Rewind, but, well, you can't be on this episode because you don't know anything about this. So you don't know anything about comics, so we can't do the DC episode with you. Well, you used to play video games, but not anymore. Well, like, we can't have you on an episode of Pop Culture because you don't know anything about wrestling. We already do a wrestling, so I was like, oh, yeah. Food. That's the other thing I can talk about because, you know, I'm a fat ass. So, yeah.
We tease you out of love, my friend.
Oh, I know. I know.
But, yeah, you like to eat.
Pulling no punches. Yes.
You're on my show now, bitch.
Travis and friends. Bitch, you just a friend on this podcast.
How many looks is Abel giving me before the show started? Like, you're in the wrong seat. Yeah, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
know your role.
Travis is in the captain's chair tonight. Yeah. Yes.
This is bugging the hell out of you, I can tell.
No, I'm totally okay with it. I like to see my friends succeed.
And stuff, you know? Yeah. Yes, well, yeah. Hopefully we will.
Yeah, well, I know you will.
In spite of you. No,
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, you just, yeah. Yeah.
All right, food. Back to...
All right. Well, one thing we do like to do on Pop Culture Rewind is just kind of reminisce and talk about things that was special to you when you were in the younger days, the good old days, mm-hmm. when life was a little bit simpler there. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of foods that... what's the word I'm looking for, Abel?
That have come and gone?
Yeah.
Know, that aren't available in the market anymore?
What, feel-good foods or...
comfort foods.
Comfort foods. That's the word I was looking for. Comfort foods, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you actually sent me a list, and I figure, why not go off this list and...
use it as a guide.
Yeah. And see if we agree or disagree with what some of these foods from our childhood that are no longer around.
Mm-hmm.
See how we... what we think about this. Shall we?
Sounds good.
All right.
Go for it.
So we got this list off of BuzzFeed.com. I'm sure that's a pretty... I guess well-known website that does like lists and things like that, and we found this list. This is exactly what it is: foods from your childhood that are extinct, no more. What's the first thing on here? We see crispy M&Ms.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize that crispy M&Ms are gone.
Yeah,
you know, but when I looked at this list, I was like, yeah, they are gone. I mean, you know, like
that's gonna be a running theme, I think, in this.
Like I oftentimes whenever I'm, you know, driving around, you know, at work or whatever, sometimes I'll have to stop, you know, to get gas, and we're driving a lot.
Right.
So I'm very familiar with gas station candies and whatnot. And yeah, after I saw that list, you know, the other day, I was like, that list was right. There aren't crispy M&Ms. There's pretzel M&Ms, almond M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, peanut butter M&Ms, but not the Krispies.
And why do you think that?
Oh, M&Ms are freaking idiots. They should have kept them around. Those things are good.
What do they know?
Yeah, what do they know?
Raise your hand if you had crispy M&Ms when they were out.
I raised my hand. I'm the only one. But you two never had them?
It wasn't the, it wasn't original.
Okay.
Or peanut. Whatever.
Do you want crispy M&Ms? Grab regular M&Ms, throw them in the freezer for a couple of hours.
That's crunchy, my friend, not crispy.
And then let them thaw out in your hand. Then they're crispy.
All right. What about Trix shaped like actual fruit? Y'all like the Trix cereal?
Raise your hand if you've eaten Trix.
Yeah.
Really? You haven't?
I have not.
Me and Chris raised our hands, and this time, this fool over here didn't.
There's a box. There's a half full box of tricks at Lisa's apartment right now.
Really?
What I used to do, and I still do, annoyingly, I get a box of tricks that are round, and a box of fruit, Cocoa Puffs that are round, yeah. Put them in the same bowl.
Yeah.
Tricks and Cocoa Puffs? Fruit and chocolate?
Yeah.
It's his own concoction.
That sounds crazy enough that it just might work.
Yeah, and then it's like a special taste in the chocolate milk when it's left over, and all you got left.
Yeah. Oh. So basically, right now, tricks, they're just balls.
They're balls again. They used to be balls back in the day.
Uh-huh. And they lost their balls.
Yeah, they lost their balls and became fruit shapes.
Okay.
And then after a while, they
were they all the same back. Flavor. I mean, do they still taste the same?
No, they're all different flavors.
No. I mean, the difference between the balls and the fruit shapes.
It tastes the same.
Okay.
It's just shape.
There's so many jokes I'm, like, trying to... All right.
They used to be balls. Now they're flowers. What?
Now they're balls again. What?
Now they're balls again. I had surgery.
It's good cereal, though.
Okay. I believe
it. What about breath mints? We got sour Altoids.
I love sour Altoids.
Yeah?
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. What the hell, man?
I remember when I was in high school, like, all of a sudden, Altoids was, like, the thing. Like, people would just, like, bust out the little
tin
can. Yeah, the tin can, and they were, like, it's like fucking pills and shit. It's like, here.
They're like old man pills.
Yeah.
Like, here, you need a poop. Take these Altoids. It'll smell fresh.
It's like, here, your breath stinks. Have one of these.
No, back in the day as a kid, I remember sour stuff was in.
Yeah,
it's a whole bunch of sour stuff, like Sour Patch. I think Sour Patch Kids.
I still like Sour Patch Kids. Many
Sour Punch Straws.
Yeah.
God, I can
Sour Warheads.
The Warheads.
Oh yeah.
Cry Babies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the off breed of the Atomic Fireballs of Cry Babies.
Yeah, it's like uber sour stuff just isn't around anymore.
No. Except for Sour Patch Kids, because those are fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they are awesome. It's just, you don't find that as much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? I wonder why.
Wussies.
Yeah. America just likes the sugar.
It's the
yeah.
pussification of America
yeah.
in full effect.
They're beatus.
I want a straight line to my diabetes. I don't want to take these twists and turns of my taste buds.
Do the American way, right?
Yeah. America.
Straight to the grave.
Sour doesn't give you the beatus. Sweet gives you the beatus.
Moving right along. Okay, this is actually something that has recently came back. There is a resurgence.
Resurgence.
Okay, I'll see myself out.
Yes.
Okay.
Through the doggy door.
Yeah. Yeah. Surge.
Surge, the soda Surge.
Yes.
Yeah. Never had it.
Never had it? Wow. No. I
drank the shit out of this in high school because it was the only thing they had. There was like some kind of promotion in our high school where they had vending machines of this shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That explains the complexion.
I know, right? Yeah. Mom was green.
Yeah. Radioactive glow over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say something?
What we had at my high school wasn't so much Surge, but more Fruitopia.
Yes!
Yeah.
Fruitopia. Wow, Fruitopia. I forgot about that one. Yeah.
And there was like, what, three or four different flavors? There was like a lemonade.
A fruit punch.
Yeah, a fruit punch one. Kind of like how Snapple is now, where, you know, the different flavors. But
except there was carbonated, kind of.
Yeah, like lightly carbonated, yeah. If I remember correctly. Yeah, no, that stuff was good. And, man, if I were able to find one now, I'd buy
you are able.
A case. Shut up.
You just confused him. No, it's actually funny that this is on this, because just our last recording of Deep in Horror, Texas, Jeff was drinking a Surge.
Oh, was he?
Well, Aaron brought it for him, and he was drinking it during the show.
Yeah.
So. Matter of fact, there's going to be a sound on the show of a pop capping. Or like yeah. That's the Surge popping open.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, you should have saved the Surge for this show.
I know, right? Yeah. Aaron didn't bring me one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bastard.
All right. How about this cereal? We talked about tricks earlier. What about French Toast Crunch?
Yes, sir. I was a fan of that.
Yes. Well, yeah. Who wasn't? I mean, did you ever have that?
No.
Really?
I was picky with cereal, bro.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops.
Except when we mix them
Puffs,
together.
Tricks, and the Hot Wheels cereal for a very rare time because it always came with a free Hot Wheel in
there
it.
There was a Hot Wheels cereal?
Yeah.
What?
It was kind of like Lucky Charms where there were marshmallow bits of like car and wheels and a wrench and stuff.
What?
And every box came with a limited Hot Wheel.
What time frame was this? Do you remember?
Early 90s, late 80s.
Wow, didn't know that. Now, something I did have, we're going to veer off here for a second.
Yeah.
Nintendo cereal.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
Nintendo had
the
a cereal? The
Mario cereal?
Yeah, it was a two-pack.
Yeah.
It was Mario and Zelda.
Nice.
One was, like, fruit, and one was berries.
Yeah.
I think the Zelda one was the berry one, and Mario was fruit. Yeah.
I remember.
I didn't like one of them.
Zelda's the one I didn't like.
I think I liked the Mario one. Yeah.
You know, talking about cereals and Nintendo, that reminds me of, I don't know if maybe you covered this in a different episode.
Because you didn't listen.
Because I don't listen. There was a show that was on TV that was a Nintendo game show. I think I remember telling you about this, Travis, a few weeks ago. What was the name of that show?
Video Power, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I remember during the commercials for that show, there was a cereal that they advertised called Buñuelitos. And it was a real cereal, and it had, like, all these young white kids trying to pronounce Buñuelitos.
Oh, Buñuelitos.
Yes.
Yeah. You could barely pronounce it.
I could barely pronounce it, yeah. Because basically the cereal was supposed to be, like, Buñuelos, which that's a Mexican dessert, you know, kind of like sopapillas almost. Yeah. It's like fried tortillas with cinnamon and sugar,
right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And they made a stereo out of it. And there's all these little white kids like, Buñuelitos, and like they're showing the stereo. Like that's how the commercial went. So white kids trying to sing a word in Spanish. I never found them in the store.
I had them.
How were they?
They're good.
They were good?
Yeah. Better than sopapillas, actually.
Any other cereals that we can think of that?
well, another one that's also kind of like Surge been making a comeback. Blueberry.
Oh yeah,
Frankenberry,
the Hollywood one. Yeah,
Count Chocula. Yeah, during
the retro boxes.
Yeah, during Halloween, they were all up on the shelves in the stores because you know for the Halloween time. I don't know if they're still around right now. Maybe it was just
like half off now.
Yeah.
So there's shit.
Did you ever have the Batman cereal?
Yeah. I had the Batman cereal. I had I'm actually old enough to have the Mr. T cereal.
There was a Mr. T cereal? What?
Yeah. It was basically like Cap'n Crunch, like you know, it's like that, but shaped in T's.
Really?
Like letter T. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, isn't that cute?
Yeah. It's good.
And then came alphabets.
Yeah. Like, what are we gonna do with all these extra T's? We'll just make the rest of the alphabets go with them.
No, Mr. T cereal was good though. I remember that. Whatever.
Interesting.
All right. What about Planner's cheese balls?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I would eat the shit out of those.
I didn't know these were extinct.
Really?
Those were the best ones.
Yeah.
That's the best
cheese
ball ever.
The Planner's brand cheese balls, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of all the quote-unquote cheesy poofs that are out there, they were the best.
Yeah.
And what's out there now besides Cheetos? Cheetos Puffs? Like, and I don't even
Dirty Sanchez's?
The Sancheezies?
Yeah, the Sancheezies.
The generic Target brand that they have in that big plastic, like, little jar thingy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, stay away from those.
I don't know. There's just something about those cheese balls that are a lot better than the Cheetos Puffs. I don't know. Maybe it's just a nostalgia issue there.
I like the Cheetos Asteroids where they were in little ball form and they came in like these little like Pringles kind of cans, but they were like plastic.
Really?
Like there was a time where like Frito-Lay was trying to sell like to-go packs,
mm-hmm.
but like in a tube form. So they had like little mini Doritos, like little bitty triangles, and
they
had Cheeto Asteroids,
yeah.
which were little ball form.
Yeah,
those were good.
Yeah, those were pretty good too.
We're gonna be like really hungry by this.
Well, this is why we went to Chili's beforehand. Before we decided to record.
I was getting worried while we're eating. I was like, fuck, I don't know if we're going to record after this because we're gonna be so tired from eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
On cue, as always. All right. Wonder Ball. Y'all remember Wonder Ball? It was, I guess not.
No, I don't. No.
It was, looks like a big hollow chocolate ball wrapped in foil. With, I guess, candy and stuff on the inside? No.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe you. But
Mexicans still do it in Mexico. I know there's a Gamesa kind of brand that does some kind of stuff like that. It sounds familiar.
Is that what happened to Wonder Ball? It just got deported?
Yeah.
It got in trouble with the law.
Yeah,
it's in hiding.
It's in hiding right now. Yeah. Butterfinger BBs.
Yeah. For all the candies right now that they're making minis of, you know, like Kit Kat minis and the Three Musketeer minis, you would think that...
This is the pioneer right there.
Yeah, like this is where it all started, the Butterfinger BBs, you know? Yeah.
And I love the fact that this picture that I'm showing this list has Bart and Homer on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, wasn't that like the initial marketing campaign for the Butterfinger BBs with the Simpsons?
Well, yeah, because right before the BBs came out, Simpsons were already promoting Butterfingers.
Don't lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was.
That was Bart Simpson's right. That was my Bart Simpson impersonation.
No, I'll cut that out.
Okay. So, keep working on it.
So whenever they came out with the BBs, since they already had the marketing, they just let it keep going. So,
mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever have the BBs?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Stop yawning.
I'm already.
So you don't have to deal with.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Oreo O's.
Oh,
you could hear me because Chris. Oreo O's cereal.
Those were horrible.
Why did you have such a big orgasm when you saw it?
No, because I just remembered flashbacks of how awful they were.
Man, you must have a bad memory tied to the Oreo O's.
I never had them.
I never had them either.
It's a good concept.
I mean, after all, hey, look at Cookie Crisp, you know?
What was that again?
Cookie Crisp. Podcast over. We're done.
He howled a little more.
Cookie Crisp.
There you go. Like it's that? The beard that pulls it off.
Yes. My Bond villain beard over here. Yeah.
So I never had Oreo O's. Chris, you said you had them. They weren't good. It's like I said, it's a good concept. I mean, who would have thunk? I mean, who doesn't dunk Oreos in milk, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't this work?
Why make them smaller and then put them in milk? Yeah.
Chris, why didn't it work?
Hell if I remember.
You never had them, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Well,
passing fancy. Just
move along.
All right. Now that. That is something I absolutely adored.
PB Crisps.
Yes.
From Planters.
Those were so good.
The only description is it disappeared in 95.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a better description.
Okay, tell me. Yeah.
You ate them all.
I ate them all. That's why they're extinct. I ate every single last one of them. No, they're pretty much Nutter Butters, except made by Planters, and Planters knows nuts, so they did it better. The Nutter Butter, I'd say. Like, it was a little bit sweeter.
So, are you saying there's a conspiracy from Nutter Butter to put him out of business?
Yeah, the bastards. No, I don't know. But, no, I really, really enjoyed those. And I enjoy them more than Nutter Butters to the point that now I still won't even eat another butter because I'll eat one and I'll be like,
it's not the same.
This just sucks, you know? Yeah.
Fucking Nabisco, bastards.
Any other peanut butter snacks that you... are you a big peanut butter fan? No.
There's one peanut butter snack that I miss to this day, and I'd be shocked if it was on this list. For a while, they were selling Reese's peanut butter cups that had a chocolate cookie right on the bottom of every cup that made them kind of crunchy.
You shouldn't even dream this.
No, because I remember they were in a yellow wrapper. They were in a yellow Reese's wrapper. And every day after school, I would walk to the corner store that was a block away from my house, and I would buy two packs of these.
What did they call them exactly? Like, what was it marketed as?
Reese's peanut butter cookie cups.
Really?
Where it was literally a Reese's peanut butter cup. Everything was the same, except on the bottom, it was like a chocolate, like a hard
like
chocolate.
Like an Oreo?
Like a hard chocolate plate-ish kind of thing.
Like
a cookie.
Crust.
Like a crust, exactly.
Like a pie crust. Or,
yeah. And it was fucking bananas, dude.
Oh, my God.
Good.
I've never heard of it. But
either.
I want to.
Yeah, like, dude, you need to go on the internet and find them now, and we'll buy a fucking case. Buy a whole fucking pallet. And he's doing it. He's on his phone looking on fucking Google.
Well, while he's doing that, let's move on.
Yeah,
All right. Do y'all remember Sprite Remix?
Yes, I do.
And this was permanently outed in 2005. Mm-hmm. But it's what... Tropical, Berry Clear, and Aruba Jam.
Yeah, see, I don't remember the individual flavors, but I just remember Sprite Remix.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, oh, I like this. And then just, like, forgetting about it. And I guess during me forgetting about it, it went away. I mean, this list says 2005. I believe them. But
I think I remember seeing, like, the product out there.
Yeah.
I just never... I'm a Coke guy, so I was like...
Well, that's right up my alley, because I like, you know, the like, lemonade stuff,
right,
flavors, that kind of
the clear
stuff. Drinks. Yeah, that's exactly what I would like, but I remember drinking it, but I don't remember which flavor.
Ugh.
Thank you, Chris, for that wonderful commentary. All right. Fruit string thing.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck that is.
I'm seeing this picture here, and I'm thinking fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, the rip-off fruit roll-ups. So what? Next?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Do you like fruit roll-ups?
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
It's a good childhood snack right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was good because you can always tell yourself you're being healthy.
Yeah. Fool yourself into thinking you're being healthy.
I did. okay, here's a little drink.
Bam! Oh. Reese's Crunchy Cookie Cups.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
That looks really good.
And
are they still around?
Hell no.
No? Aww.
Hey, look, the next one on my item is that right there. No,
shit.
No, just kidding.
The hell it is.
Alright, clearly Canadian.
You just answered your own question there, son.
Yeah, that's Canadian.
Oh no. I remember that shit.
You do?
My old man used to buy a whole bunch of that because he was.
What is it? Is it just?
It's like carbonated flavored water.
Okay.
Oh, like the Aquafina flavored waters that they.
Yeah,
do now.
That was way that that Simply Clear thing was.
So
way
basically, that's
time.
Something that's still around. It's just a different name brand.
And it's much. and it's a product of Canada.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Yeah. All right, squeeze it.
Now that's a drink that brings back fond memories. I remember having those in my lunch that my mom would pack for me when I go to elementary school.
Yeah, who didn't?
Yeah.
I remember getting a spanking from my mom because I left all the little tops on the floor and she stepped on them and got
like stepping on a Lego, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cristobal! Venga, America! Oh, shit.
And that even works, you know, for like older crowds too because it's an easy drink. You just pop up on the top and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a nice little fruit drink there. But it's been discontinued since 2001.
Oh, no, that's sad.
I didn't think it's been that long.
Well, I guess it has been.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
All right. Brown they say tan M&Ms.
Tan, yeah.
They are gone, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not in there anymore. Yeah. They changed up the color scheme, and then they added blue. I remember that when they actually did that, because they had, like, a vote as to what would replace it. And there was, like, blue, purple. Damn. And there was, like, three. I can't remember what the third was. I remember
polka
was blue and purple. No, it wasn't. But, yeah.
Plaid.
And blue won.
I'm not sure if that one actually counts on the list because I think M&M's now has like this custom thing where you want to
that's true.
Personalize.
Yeah. Well, that's different. No, because you're talking personalization. They're talking mass market. You go to the store, pick it up on the shelf. That's it.
Well, I mean, but could you personalize to have a brown M&M?
Yeah.
Really?
Can you?
I would think so. Yeah. They have all the other colors.
Well, because see, I thought the personalization was just print something
like
the on the M&M.
No,
you could personalize the colors and everything too.
That is true because they have like
there's
the,
like
the wedding ones,
candy,
yeah.
candy stores. Yeah. Like they'll have the M&M's like little funnels where you have all the different colors. They have a shitload of colors now.
Yeah,
but not like the
that
like
come
here
in the
where
bags.
It's like it's packaged and already ready to go. You, I like a la carte. You pick whatever you want and just stuff it in the bag. That's it. Mm.
That's funny. This little picture on the bag of M&M's says, "Get a free M&M's painter's cap." Weird random thing to be offering.
Painter's cap.
3 UPCs and 75 cents.
All right. PB Max. That's another peanut butter snack. Did y'all ever have those?
No.
Early
90s? I don't even know what that is.
No, me neither. Remember. All right. Next. Crystal Pepsi.
Yes. I remember that.
Then I went back to Sprite.
Yeah, I remember drinking that and thinking, all right. This is kind of okay, and I wasn't like head over heels with it, but I was like, "I'll continue."
Did you like the novelty of being it clear?
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's mostly what it was. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. I'll drink it, but I wasn't, you know, beating down the door of the grocery store to go get them.
Not for that, anyways.
Yeah, not for that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's. I was more like I said, I was more of a Coke guy than Pepsi anyway. So
yeah.
Nesquik. Nesquik cereal.
Nesquik had a cereal?
Apparently so.
What?
I guess.
Another
example where the chocolate was actually Nestle chocolate when you finished eating all the cereal.
Yeah.
That's why we had Cocoa Puffs, right?
Yeah.
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 Especially now that Cocoa Puffs is made with, like, from Hershey. Like, they have the Hershey's chocolate in
there. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That stare you gave me, I felt like I needed to cover up. I was fully clothed.
Jerk. Yeah, Nesquik, who gives a shit? There's Cocoa Puffs, right? That's all you need, right? Skittles gum.
What?
Yes.
Skittles gum?
Bubble, yeah, Skittles bubble gum.
It was not all that.
2006? That's fairly recent.
You needed to have like 8 or 9 pieces in your mouth so you can make a decent bubble.
Well, yeah, because it's and Skittles.
Yeah, and even then, like, it was hard. Like, when you chew on it, it was...
It's like Skittles? Yeah, because Skittles are kind of hard, you know.
Yeah.
So it was like that, but gum?
Hard like bubble gum?
Like, hard like double bubble, the old cheap stuff.
Double
yeah,
bubble?
Hard.
Double okay. bubble?
Yeah,
double bubble. Like that card.
Okay.
Yeah. Not like bubble yum where it's all like smooth and like marshmallowy. And you can like you can chew on it without feeling your dentures coming out of your like gums. Yeah.
So you could attest that this wasn't a good idea. And it's good that it's not
here anymore. A good idea.
One of your teeth is flew out because of
that. Yeah.
Hey, 3D Doritos. Is that what you
Hey, that's what you were talking
yeah.
about.
No. 3D Doritos were like they had like pockets in them.
Yeah, it was like blown up.
It
right?
was like a Tostino thingy where you bite into expecting, hey, it's pregnant, there should be something in there, and it's just fucking air.
Yeah, I think I had
But
those
that's
ones.
The premise. Like that's where the Cheetos the asteroid Cheetos and the mini Doritos were in that little like can thing, oh, okay, plastic yeah. can that to go
like
through.
The Pringles can.
Yeah,
I think I may have had the Doritos, the 3D Doritos, like once, and I was like, okay, well, whatever. Yeah. It's not Doritos. I mean, it's not. Give me a normal
it's something
chip.
Else.
Yeah, give me a chip. That's all. Yeah. All right, Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
I don't understand why that's not still a thing, and I don't understand why it first became a thing, because you have Rice Krispies just in cereal form. Okay, great. You could with Rice Krispies, you can make Rice Krispie treats. Okay, great. Like, it makes sense to make that into cereal. At the same time, it's superfluous. You don't need to, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know how to bake. So unless Satan himself floods every single street here, I'll need to have Rice Krispie treats, which is basically Rice Krispies with, like, the cinnamon and stuff, kind of like the flavors of them put in every one. So every time and with the milk, you taste it. It's like, oh, hey, this has tastes like Rice Krispie treats. And then you get a bowl of Rice Krispies, like... It feels like Pop Rocks with milk going off of my mouth.
Yeah,
and that was a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this.
I did have it.
And you
a
liked
while.
It.
It was okay. But then after somebody brought me a real block of a Rice Krispie treat, I was like, fuck this noise.
And that's what happened with
and
everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and yeah, you can, like you said, you don't know how to bake, but hey, look, you can get the individually packed Rice Krispie treats.
Well, you don't know how to bake, but I'm sure you could find somebody that does know how
no,
to bake.
Now I know how to bake.
Well, yeah, and that.
Back then.
Rice Krispie treats are so easy to make, you know, it's like.
I've never made Rice Krispie treats.
Never?
Never.
The episode of The Simpsons where Homer's like puts milk in a cereal bowl and it catches fire, that's my cooking ability. I'm slowly getting away from that. But still, there's
I thought
not,
I was the only one.
There's not a smoke detector that I have not yet set off.
Hey, look it. Fruitopia.
Fruitopia.
Hey!
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, how about him?
You looked at this list before, haven't you?
I did, but I didn't remember that it was still on there.
All right.
But okay.
And I didn't remember that I used
well,
to
Well, it became, I guess, extinct in 2003.
Oh, so. That's so sad. It was good stuff.
So would you welcome a return?
I would definitely welcome a return.
Would you buy a case of them on Amazon?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I'll make Randy buy me a case.
It is the season.
Christmas is coming around, yeah.
Abel's Amazon wish list. A case of Fruitopia.
Second, a case of Surge.
No, not the Surge. That's this guy.
We well, we just already covered this, so
move on.
Bubba Jug. The fuck? Okay. Hubba Bubba Bubba Jug.
It's powdered bubble gum. I remember seeing it, and I remember thinking, this is sucks. Just give me Big League Chew, and I'll
yes!
Be
yes! Thank you! That's yes. what I was about to say. That's the first thing popped in my head. Like,
Big
I
League
want Big
Chew.
League Chew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I want to
Cherry.
Because I want to look.
No, dude, the grape.
The grape?
Yeah.
I want to feel like I'm old without dying.
Yeah.
I do not want to start taking tobacco.
Let's talk about old Big League Chew for a minute. All right,
let's do it.
Because I, you know, I used to play baseball when I was an itty little tyke there.
Really?
And, what position?
Was it shortstop? Yeah. First I was outfield, and then they got moved up to shortstop.
Oh, you got a promotion.
Yeah, and then I quit.
Oh.
But no, you know, being a baseball player, and you know, that's the whole marketing behind that. And you know, being a little kid and having the Big League Chew made
you
feel like
kids eating
like,
grass look stupid.
Yeah.
Kids eating Big League Chew, you are a badass.
Yeah,
yeah. All the girls are like.
And that's still around too, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. That is still around, but I think it's been around long enough that could still be considered a nostalgia thing because it's not
definitely.
As marketed, I guess you could say, nowadays. I mean, you have to look for the shit, you know. It's not in your face, you know.
Because it's mimicking, what, tobacco products, I guess?
Yeah.
And sort of, in a way.
Yeah. Maybe not on purpose, but that's...
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Christmas is for this to bring back again. Burger King are the most biggest cock teases I've seen in the restaurant, in the fast food business.
Okay, all right. So Chris just saw the next one.
Ugh.
Burger King chicken fries.
Oh, my God.
Now, this might be branching off into the other section that we were going to talk about with things that you could get in restaurants that you can't get anymore. But continue with the chicken fries, sir.
They brought back the chicken fries for like a month and a half. I had them maybe three times a week.
They were
fucking delicious. I forgot how good they were. I forgot how good they were.
In my mind, it just sounds gross. Like shredded up chicken pieces that they made to look like french fries and fried. Like, I never was brave enough to try them.
You?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must have been terrified.
Well,
all I remember about him is that one, there was an NASCAR commercial where the driver, he couldn't figure out how to eat and drive at the same time, so he had like a hole in his helmet, so he just like had the chicken fries and he like
shoved it in the hole in his helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
I don't know if Chris's are that good. I mean, maybe.
And then they got rid of them again.
No.
It was funny because we went there to Burger King and you went up to the guy confident in everything and you're like, chicken fries. And the
two orders of chicken fries, my friend.
And the guy shut your ass down like, we don't have those anymore.
Bitch, we ain't got no fucking chicken fries. Like, get your ass a stepping.
I'm putting you on the unfriend list.
But those are, I mean, I would imagine these will come back every once in a while. So
maybe
like the McRib.
Yeah.
Hey, the farewell tour 8 years ago and he's still coming back for more.
Yeah. It's like Ric Flair or something.
Nobody gets that reference here.
Yeah.
All right. Lime Skittles.
Yeah, this is something that pissed off my girlfriend, Randy. She hates anything green apple, and the Skittles that were lime have been replaced with green apple. So it's like, now I can't eat Skittles! You know?
I don't know if I remember lime Skittles.
If you've had Skittles before a few years ago, you've had lime Skittles.
Recent. Oh, yeah.
This
okay.
is recent.
Yeah, it is just recently, and it's pissed off a lot of people.
So what replaced it?
Green apple.
Green apples.
Green apple Skittles. So,
which I don't mind because I'm not a big lime fan.
No?
Nah. I remember shooting those off like marbles.
That was last week, huh? Yeah.
Green apples. I prefer green apple.
Mm. Well, don't tell that to Randy. She'll
apple.
All right. Sprinkle Spangles.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
It's a cereal.
That look like stars.
With the genie on it.
A genie.
Okay, I've never heard of
whatever.
It.
Whatever. Move on.
Josta Soda.
I remember that vaguely. I don't know if
I remember the name, but yeah. I don't remember anything about it.
Me too. Yeah. Chris?
I don't remember much about it either.
You? Abel?
Nah.
No? Not either? Fuck it. Moving on.
yes, I do remember this.
Easy Squirt Ketchup.
Now, when you just say Easy Squirt Ketchup, that doesn't really do it justice, because this was the ketchup that came in different colors.
And this is, first of all, I gotta say, this is Heinz.
Yes.
This is Heinz doing this.
Yeah, they did green, depicted here in the picture, purple.
Yeah.
I think they also had a yellow or something.
This just looks disgusting.
It does.
No, I've never heard of this, I've never seen this. Why would you want different color? I don't understand the whole.
It was their way to try to appeal to kids to sell more ketchup.
How do you have to appeal for ketchup? It's ketchup, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they didn't need to do it because there wasn't different flavors with the different colors. It just tasted like ketchup. It's just, oh, check it out. It's radical, different color, bro. You know, it's like, no, stop being 90s in the 90s, you idiot. Like, you don't need to make everything extreme.
Even the ketchup was extreme.
Yeah.
Stupid kids. All right. Oh, shit. Jell-O Pudding Pops.
Oh, you see?
Oh, that was... Oh, no. Chris, go ahead. Do your Bill Cosby. I didn't know. These were discontinued in 2004.
I didn't know they were discontinued because I haven't had one in so long.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
Yeah. I still eat Jell-O.
Yeah.
Not like that. No.
I'm waiting on the...
Well, you see...
There you go.
Life is like a soft Jell-O pudding pop.
Thank Thank you, Chris. I think the thing that's most memorable about him isn't so much the flavor, the taste, or the product itself. It's just the fact that Bill Cosby was their spokesperson. Yeah. And, you know, he's been the spokesperson for all things Jell-O. And so that's the most memorable
part
about
it. What else has he been a spokesperson for?
I don't know, but...
Travis, do you remember?
Kodak?
What else?
Was he for Kodak?
I think so. Yeah, was he? Okay.
It's all in the Simpsons reference.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just move along. What is it?
Okay, I forgot to.
What the hell?
Nah, it's Jell-O pudding, Kodak film, yeah.
God damn it, Chris.
Damn it, Chris.
Fell for it again.
I hate you. All right, Apple Newtons. Now, I don't, you know, Fig Newtons are good.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Apple Newtons?
I could only have a few Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
You know, after way. Like four, it's like, okay, it's starting to build and it's starting to get gross.
Starting to build what, Abel?
The flavor of the, I don't know, figginess. What? Screw you guys.
You can't take the food. You can't take the fig.
It's too much. It starts burning in the back of your throat. It's too much.
You drink water for.
No, I want to shove them in one sleeve full at a time.
Like everything else.
He just shoves them on. He's
get
going in dry.
In here. Go in my mouth. Oh. No.
Never had them.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what to top that. I'm not going to try to top
okay,
that.
So they had Apple ones and they're not around anymore. Okay, yes. Great. Move on.
All right. Okay. Okay, you've got some Pop-Tart variety here. Chocolate vanilla cream Pop-Tarts.
That sounds good. Yeah. I can't specifically remember that Pop-Tart, but I've had so many different Pop-Tarts over the years, I probably have had it.
You had different what?
Pop-Tarts.
Okay, good.
No, you said Pop-Tarts.
I know.
Pop-Tarts. Herp derp. I was trying to shovel it in my mouth, but it's on the computer screen or the phone screen. And
yeah, you grabbed my phone for a second. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
It tastes like plastic.
That's why it's discontinued.
And it shocked me a little.
You're an idiot.
I know.
No, I mean, I'm looking at the picture of this, and I'm thinking, this looks like cookies and cream Pop-Tarts, and those are good, and those are still around, and I like those. So,
never been a Pop-Tart guy.
Really?
Or a toaster strudel. Like, I just, that's not the kind of
I never,
it's
I was.
Like the regular strudel.
Yeah.
The people strudel. No one's going to get that reference.
I still eat Pop-Tarts just because it's quick and easy.
Cheap!
Well, that too, yeah. So.
Especially the off-brand Walmart ones. Those are cheap.
I gotta have the Pop-Tarts too.
Yeah. The real stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried like the HEB brand Pop-Tarts once and I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never again. But anyway, do you have a. You don't like Pop-Tarts. Do you have a.
I like Pop-Tarts.
Do you have a particular brand that's your go-to flavor?
Wildberry or s'mores.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's just the brown cinnamon. The brown.
That one's good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The frosted top, not the one without
the ones that don't have a frosted top are so lame.
Yeah.
Like it's just strawberry.
Just
well,
in
put
general.
It on the fucking outside too, bitch.
Yeah. It's like in general, if you have a choice between frosted and unfrosted, what are you gonna pick?
You're gonna pick the frosted one.
You're damn right you are.
Yeah. Come on now. Like. Don't be lazy with that shit, man. Quit being shiesty, motherfucker.
Jesus. We're never going to get to this. All right. Pepsi Blue.
I remember that also.
I never had it.
Yeah. It was another attempt of Pepsi to just make their thing a different color, but still have the same thing.
Crystal Pepsi was such a success. Let's build on that.
Let's do
Crystal Blue.
Blue. Yeah. Pepsi Blue. Yeah.
All right. Orbitz.
No idea.
Yes.
You never had Orbitz?
No.
I never had it, but I remember it.
Chris?
It was a drink, but it had like little pellets inside it that were edible and you could actually eat them.
Kind of like the Vietnamese boba drinks.
Yes.
Except they're looks like the balls are smaller.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that was.
Oh.
Man.
I never knew that was
I don't know what you're talking about the Vietnamese drinks, but I don't know about those, but yeah.
Well, there'll be different Vietnamese restaurants that are, you know, around town where you could get pretty much the same thing, except, you know, the balls are a little bit bigger and they give you like a really big straw. And it's basically just like tapioca that's in there. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
But I never knew that there was something like that mass marketed for Americans.
Well, it hasn't been since 98.
Oh, well.
So there you go. You kind of missed the ball on that one, Abel.
I guess so.
All right. Magic Middles from Keebler.
I vaguely remember that.
This is fudge Magic Middles with peanut butter. Mm. I'm just looking at the picture, and I don't remember that at all.
Neither do I.
Okay. Well, hey, Ecto Cooler from High C with now, Slimer on the cover.
If you didn't have a squeeze it in your lunch when you went to school,
you had High C.
You had to have a High C. And if it was an Ecto Cooler, you were the king of the cafeteria. You could trade for anything if you had one of those.
You sound like you're talking from experience.
Oh, yes. I was quite the kingpin of trading around lunches. Yes.
That's where it all started.
Yeah. I was the fucking bookie in that cafeteria.
Today I'm having 6 slices of pizza. For this juice.
Now, Abel, you said earlier that you had some other foods, not more or less like stuff you can buy in stores.
Yeah.
But you have, you were feeling a little nostalgic for things that you could find at like restaurants and things like that.
Yeah.
Tell me, my friend, what are you thinking of?
Well, going back to Burger King, you know, you said the chicken fries. Well, I miss Burger King's old fries. The new fries that they have that are thicker cut or whatever.
Ugh. No. They're just like cardboard.
Right.
And then the recipe before that, where they tried to copy Jack in the Box's fries, which that's what that basically were, their regular fries. Those were horrible, too. The original, old fries from like the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm.
They were better than McDonald's fries, I'd say. I like those a little bit better.
I don't know if I remember. Were those just like the crinkled ones?
Or? Not the ones with the There's the big ones right now that are thick cut. And then before those, there were fries that kind of looked like they had pimples on them. Like there were little bubbles on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, there was a Burger King fries that were really good.
Yeah, they tried to mimic McDonald's fries, and I think they surpassed McDonald's fries.
Hmm.
You know, so those fries, if they were to ever bring those back, oh. Because Burger King used to be my favorite, you know, but once they changed the fry, oh, man. Like, I like the burgers from Burger King, but... The fries is just
it's a deal breaker for you. Huh?
Yeah.
Ever since y'all have seen me make my Orgasmatron burger. Y'all have seen what it is.
You want to explain to the listeners?
Okay, Orgasmatron burger, Burger King, where I would get most of the stuff before they changed the fry recipe. That's where I started going elsewhere for the fries. Mm-hmm. So I get a triple Whopper plain. So here's
a triple Whopper plain,
just the meat and the bread. Mm-hmm. So here's the engineering of the process. We get buns. We get fries. Usually they were Burger King fries. And then the meat. And then chicken nuggets from Burger King. And then meat. And then onion rings. And then another slab of meat. And then I'll probably put some hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bread. And then compact and destroy.
Eat.
Wow.
Yeah. We've seen him do this.
We have.
It's pretty disgusting. But
yeah. Well, I don't know if I say disgusting.
It's magical.
It is.
But it's disgusting.
It's a sight to behold.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody's opinion will differ. Either you love it or you'll throw up. But speaking of putting extra patties in a burger, do either one of you two remember the double Big Mac?
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Were you just as disappointed as I was when you first had it?
Yes.
Now, that was the
only. That's the only Big Mac I've ever had, and it was only once. And after that, I went right back to the Whopper.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess the reasons why we're disappointed on this may be different, because if that was your only time ever getting a Big Mac, then you probably just didn't like the special sauce, lettuce, cheese, you know, sesame seed bun, and all that shit. You know. But here's why I was disappointed about it, because I was a big fan of the Big Mac, you know, back in those days. Now I don't eat McDonald's at all. I fucking hate McDonald's, probably because I burnt out when I was a little kid. But back then,
you can't hang.
Yeah. Back then, when I heard about the double Big Mac, I was like, oh my god, I need to have it. The way they got away with actually having a double Big Mac was they just took the regular patty that was in a Big Mac already, and they just, I don't know, cut it in half and made it into 2 patties. So it's like, oh man, the double Big Mac has 4 patties. Yeah, but each patty was like half the size of what a regular patty was. That's why I was so disappointed.
It could probably fool the average person, but you.
Oh, no. I'm, you know.
The one thing I missed the most about McDonald's for a while, coming from a former fat ass.
They
used to have... It was small, medium, large, supersized, and then they had humongous size.
Oh, yes.
Really?
So yes. You had a 44-ounce cup
that
no cup holder could take of Coke.
Yeah.
And then you had another 44-ounce cup filled with fries.
Yep.
Wow.
That didn't last long at all.
No. It was... anti-cost productive because it was cheap. Like I think like super size was like 49 cents more and then humongous size was like 89 cents more. Yeah. But you were getting a shitload of Coke and a shitload of fries.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? I think that was introduced right before the time when people started like the parents started gathering together about the, you know, their kids being overweight.
That was before Super Size Me. Because even during the Super Size Me documentary, I think he had a meal where it was in a cup.
Yeah.
I think. Or the large... The super
no, I definitely... I remember that, though.
It was huge.
Because I remember thinking, God. Holy shit, that's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of big, what about the Bigfoot pizza?
My favorite. I loved it. And even now...
Okay. Well, it was...
Explain.
Yeah.
Bigfoot pizza. It was a square pizza that you would get from Pizza Hut. And it was... No, wait.
It was rectangular. It was long, dude. It was like 14 or 16 pieces, but it was rectangle.
Yeah. It kind of in the deep dish style that Little Caesars has right now with their, you know, deep pizza.
Well, it's kind of similar to what the dinner box.
The dinner box
it's,
pizza,
it's that
yeah.
square pizza, but it was...
It's just a lot bigger. Yeah. Like, more than twice the size of what you would get now in that dinner box.
It was the Bigfoot.
Yeah, the Bigfoot pizza. Man, I remember that. Jeez, that was a...
In high school, they would specifically sell that outside of the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like
$1.50
a slice. And I was always, and y'all even see me now when we order the pizza now, I said, can I please have the corner slices?
The corner,
it's all that crust.
Because you feel like you're getting two slices in one, right?
The Bigfoot pizza, the crust in that was spiced specifically for it. Like there was
it tasted different than the regular round pizza.
It was a different spice and a different dough that they used for that Bigfoot that it gave it its own specific taste as opposed to like the regular pan, deep dish, hand tossed slices.
I
haven't tasted it to this day from anything that Pizza Hut has made.
I wonder why they stopped making it.
I don't know. Maybe it was another thing like the humongous size fries. Maybe it's just not cost effective. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember the box being almost the size of this table lengthwise. The box was
big, maybe not quite that length, but
it was a long rectangular box.
It was like 2 feet, two and a half feet, something like that. Yeah. It was big. Now see that maybe that, you know, maybe it was a cost effective thing, but maybe it was also the America, we gotta quit making our kids fat, because while there is times where, you know, it was great for families and great for taking down to the school to sell per slice, there was other times when fat asses like me, who was the only child, would force my mom and dad, who was, you know, just mom, dad, and me, to go get a Bigfoot, and like between just the three of us, you know, we eat the whole damn thing. You know.
It was 2 feet long.
2 feet? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm looking at pictures right here.
Oh. Well, this is an audio podcast, so.
He'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Do you have one that follows along the same lines? One of you two guys? Because I have another one, but...
No, I can't really think of anything that's...
That's a big picture. Or a big pizza. A big pizza in the picture. Sorry.
Yeah, now that I see the logo, Man, I was just thinking back, not really, you know, not around anymore, still around, but just, I remember always going to McDonald's for the Happy Meals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just the McNuggets or whatever, the hamburgers, and I don't know.
Well, see, now they have the Mighty Kids meal. What did they change up with that?
Okay. Kids meal, the Happy Meal. You get 4-piece nuggets, hamburger, cheeseburger.
Right.
Mighty Kids meal. You get a 6-piece nugget or a double hamburger or a double cheeseburger.
Oh.
And instead of a kiddie drink size, you get a small size drink.
Okay.
So it's not quite kids meal. It's not quite adult meal. Like if you're full, and like you just need enough to get you through the lunch instead of eating a heavy meal. I get Mighty Kids meals half the time.
Hmm. I'm going to say it. I miss the old cardboard Happy Meals box.
At times, they come back.
Do they?
Yeah. There's been times where they've had the boxes.
I think it started with that resurgence.
But for a while, the retro resurgence, because for a while they just had them in colored brown bags.
Like, hey, fool nobody. No, because the bag would have like a drawing of the handle.
Yeah. You know, that's so lame.
Yeah, you're like, you're not fooling anybody. What the hell?
Because especially every time that they had the Happy Meal in the box, and it was the Hot Wheel month, you could always, they had the insert on one side and the insert on the other side, and you push it down, and it makes a ramp. The box turns into a ramp. Where you could push your Hot Wheel through the box, and it comes out the other side.
I do got a little fast food memory.
Okay.
That it might be technically around, but it's not the same thing. Arby's, Big Montana.
Oh, I think that is still around.
But I think it's like a super or something. It's not like...
Something like that.
They don't call it the Big Montana anymore.
Yeah, well, the Montana was just the one with...
this is a really big fucking roast beef sandwich.
Roast beef and cheese,
no,
right?
No, just roast beef. It's a huge-ass roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
It had its own carton. Arby's uses foil, you know? No, this was a plastic carton they had to put it in.
Which nowadays, everybody has a little cardboard carton for their premium burger, like Jack in the Boxes, Sirloin Burger, and all that. But I think they were the first
ones. This was a plastic carton.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's how thick this thing was. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. It's damn good. Every time I see the state Montana of like the state or anything, I always think, Arby's.
Because the whole state can just be open.
Oh, yeah. Must be. I have no idea why they called it Montana, or the Big Montana. I have no idea where the name came from. All I know, it was big effing roast beef sandwich. And it was delicious.
Right. Okay, well, I have one more. Of this type thing, then I want to move on to something else. But right. Something that you can't find anymore in restaurants, pizza restaurants specifically.
Pizza restaurants.
Right. You cannot get motherfucking green olives on your pizza anymore, anywhere, period. And it pisses me the fuck off.
Don't sugarcoat it. What do you really think about it?
Yeah, that's what I really think.
Green olives.
Go.
Green olives.
Go on a website and place an order. I want to prove them wrong.
Check Papa John's. Check Domino's. Check Pizza Hut. None of them have green olives anymore. I remember specifically when I was a kid, you know, because I like olives. I really like olives. I'm a big fan. And I remember whenever my mom and dad went, okay, well, let's order a pizza, whatever. What do you want? I'd always say olives. And they would ask me, well, what kind? Black and green. You want both? Yes, I want both. Okay, fine. And, you know, once I started growing up and having to pay for my own food and, you know, figuring all that stuff out, you know, I go and I want to order a pizza and... they only have black olives? What the hell? Why can't you get green olives anymore? It's not like green olives aren't around. You could go to the store and buy green olives before whatever.
They're not extinct?
They're not extinct. You can buy green olives.
You can. Okay.
Yeah. But for some reason, at pizza places, they don't sell them anymore.
Do the price of green olives go up?
I don't know. It's a fucking mystery. I don't understand. Like,
this is what I like about you, Abel. You get worked up over the funniest things.
Well, I'm guessing you two guys, you know, don't care about olives on your pizza, but, you know.
Nor does America. But
apparently. I mean, but there's got to be some, out, like me, out there who longs for the green olive on their pizza. Chris, what's your research over there yielding?
This probably is an old insert, but there's a review from Yelp that says, I used to work at Pizza Hut and once delivered a pizza with green olives on it, stank the crap out of my car.
Yeah, the green olives are a little bit more pungent than black olives.
Well, there you go. You answer your own question right there.
Well, but I mean, that doesn't mean that they suck.
Pizza Hut, Sagamore Parkway, West Lafayette, Louisiana. Personal Pan Super Supreme Pizza, $4.99, pepperoni, mushrooms, black olives, green olives, American sausage, green peppers.
Wow. So Louisiana.
Some of the Pizza Huts are like, it's like the fast food chains where they have that disclaimer that says some participation may vary.
Yeah.
Some will sell it and some won't. It just depends.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But when I typed in green olives and a lot of Pizza Hut stuff came up.
Really?
You jerk.
Trust me, I've tried. They just don't have it.
You can't just go to the store and buy green olives yourself?
Well, that's not the same.
Smash them onto the pizza.
Then I may as well make my own fucking pizza.
Yeah, get you some bubbly crust.
Oh, bubbly. There you go.
DiGiorno.
DiGiorno.
Frischetta.
Yeah.
You know, Abel, this wouldn't be a problem if you weren't colorblind.
If I wasn't colorblind? Oh yeah, they're green. Yeah. No, I'm not colorblind. Jackass.
Hey. I'm colorblind. I was going to grab a Coke and then I saw that. I was like,
refilled it just for you.
I know. I'll save your Cokes. All
right. Well, what did you think of that list we just went over?
It was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there was other things that they may have missed. Things that we probably talked about. So.
You know, we were talking about a lot of candies there, and one of them, we thought it was extinct. My wife, she loves Runtz candies.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, you can't find them anymore.
Dollar Tree.
There you go.
Dollar Tree?
Mm-hmm. We couldn't find them at all anywhere. She got a job at Dollar Tree. Guess what they sell for a dollar?
Runtz
candy.
Wow.
Guess what she brings home almost every day?
Runtz candy.
For a while, Walgreens used to sell Black Forest gummy bears and gummy worms. The best gummy worms and gummy bears I've had. They're not too hard. They're not too soft. They taste good. They stopped selling it for a while because I couldn't find them on the shelf.
Yeah.
Dollar Tree.
Do y'all remember whatchamacallit?
Yes. They are very hard to find, but it's still around.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Like, most of the gas stations that I wind up stopping at whenever I'm at work are Valero's, because that's what we have our check card for, our gas card for.
Mm-hmm.
So, Valero's, you can't find them there. But every now and again, like, I'll just be somewhere, and I'm like, oh, well, I need to stop and use a restroom or something like that.
Get out of here.
There'll be a Shamrock or a Shell or some other independent place that's not Valero.
Stop and go.
Every now and again, I'll find a whatchamacallit, and I'll be like, ooh, I want to try it. And I go and I reach for it, but it's dusty. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to buy that.
That's why you pick that one and take the second one.
Well, the one underneath it has to be older than the one that was on top that was dusty.
It's in the same box.
It's not the fact that it's dusty. It's the fact that it's probably old that it accumulated that dust.
It's packaged. Look at the expiration date. There's expiration.
Sometimes chocolate, when it's been on the shelf too long, even though it's packaged, it gets
and
hard.
It's not an expiration date. It says best if eaten that before you die.
That, my friend, is a copyright loophole.
Yep.
Legal loophole.
Yeah, legal loophole. All right. Were you going to say something real quick?
Well, what about restaurants that aren't around anymore? And I'll start with this. Pizza Inn.
Yes.
Wrong.
There's a Pizza Inn by Northwest Mall.
What?
Yeah. Is it Pizza Inn, Pizza Hut? Or yeah, is it just like some guy who named
the... It's the legit Pizza Inn, the old school logo and everything.
The Pizza Inn.
And I think there's a few Pizza Inns. You know how there's gas stations where it's like... The Shell with a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box with a Chevron. There's some Pizza Inns tied to gas stations in San Antonio
really?
Or Dallas. Because I would.
So they're not. They're just on this area.
They're not as frequent as they used to be.
Okay.
There used to be Pizza Inns almost everywhere, like Pizza Hut, Little Caesars.
What if they have fucking green olives on their pizza?
You're the damn green olives.
I'm telling you. There's got to be at least one listener out there that's like, oh my God, he's so fucking right. Like, there's got to be one guy just losing their mind right now.
Yeah, it's you. All right. Okay, I could probably top your pizza in there.
Okay.
Do you remember Godfather's Pizza?
That's still around.
Is it?
Yeah. The guy that he was a politician and he was running for, what was his name?
I don't care about that. Well, where's the place at?
he's the guy who was in charge of Godfather's Pizza.
Yeah,
there is one around because 2 years ago I was up in Conroe with Randy and their family, and there's a Godfather's Pizza somewhere around there, and they got it, and it's delicious.
Is the same
Godfather's Pizza is good.
Wow.
And yeah, the guy who was the president of the company ran for some sort of office. So I can't remember.
Huh. That's interesting. I just thought there. He's the only one I knew about was the one in Pasadena, old. Target shopping center right close to where you live at. And that's been gone for years.
Well, that may have been there before I moved to Pasadena, but because I don't remember it being there.
No, maybe so. It was a long time ago. Long time ago.
Okay.
Anyway,
Little Caesars, or not Little Caesars, Chuck E. Cheese. No, that's still around.
That's still around.
It used to be Showbiz Pizza, right?
Yeah. Showbiz, that's what I'm thinking of. Showbiz,
but it's still the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just now. Actually, on top of that, Pistol Pete's Pizza.
Pistol Pete.
Yeah. That can't be around anymore. There's no way. You're going to tell me there's a Pistol Pete's around here?
There's a Peter Piper that just opened.
Fuck Peter Piper Pizza.
For a while at TGI Fridays, there was this dessert that gave me like chocolate coma. It was called Death by Chocolate.
Yes.
There was a season in restaurant food where they wanted to get recognition from like another established brand. One of my favorites that they still have is called Oreo Madness, which is pretty much just a huge ass Oreo, but instead of like the creamy filling, it's ice cream.
Ooh.
It's vanilla ice cream, and they put like caramel and chocolate on it. Well, this Death by Chocolate was had pieces of Twix in it.
What?
So it was kind of like Rocky Road ice cream with pieces of Twix in it, covered in like milk chocolate that got hard when you got it. So it was like already like in a like a literally like a triangle brick.
That's my food erection hitting the table.
Fucking delicious.
You had and my curiosity. Now you got my attention.
They stopped it a long ass time ago. It's been at least 10 years.
Wow.
But I loved Death by Chocolate. And then I would still get an Oreo Madness after that.
Yeah. Oh, God. That sounds so good. All right. One last restaurant that I could think of. If you guys have another, go ahead. Bennigan's.
They're still around. They're trying to come back.
Yeah,
but they slowly went, and surely.
Yeah, they filed bankruptcy, and a lot of them closed. A few stayed open, and now they're trying to make a resurgence. But I remember there was a Bennigan's
everywhere,
almost as frequently as a Chili's or a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, they're few and far between. There's one off of Westheimer, a little bit past Dunleavy. You know where the AMC Studio 30 is at?
Kind of. Okay.
Like two blocks down, there's one there. 45 North, going towards Woodlands. I think you pass Woodlands near the Mini Cooper car dealership. There's another one there, and that even in the early stages when they filed for bankruptcy and they were slowly coming back, that was one of the main reasons why I would take a road trip to Dallas, because it was right there by Love Field Airport, the Bennigan's right there, and everything tastes exactly the same except the portions are smaller. I remember the brownie bottom pie would take up like a whole plate, and now the brownie bottom pie is like the size of a hockey puck.
Oh.
Did you just say he drove to Dallas for Bennigan's?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a drive. Back then, when I was younger and I was learning to drive, I would spend the weekend in San Antonio. Like, I'd drive up Saturday morning, I'd go get something to eat, I'd catch a movie, and come back home. Just to get out of the house.
Chris likes to drive. You know this.
Yeah, I know, but to Dallas for a freaking restaurant?
Dallas. Kid Robot Store. Krispy Kreme and Bennigan's. That's it. That's enough for me to get out.
You're easily entertained, my friend.
All right, you guys got anything else?
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head. You?
Nothing
no.
I can think of either.
I found another list on a website called Thrillist.com.
Mm-hmm.
Not extinct foods, but just comfort foods from childhood. I'm going to run down a few of these. Do you remember Devil Food Cakes?
From Little Debbie?
Snackwells. But I think Little Debbie's had some too.
I vaguely remember that.
But it was like the.
Let me look at the picture.
Like
here.
Brownie inside with the little white frosting and then the chocolate cover. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's comfort food for me. My grandparents always had those. So when I go to the grandparents' house, they'd always have that.
You know, my grandpa always had those Werther originals. You know, the little hard caramel candies?
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like the marketing campaign of it is, oh, Grandpa always has it. And like for me, it was real life. Grandpa always had it.
You know what I had when I was a kid thinking about that?
Yeah.
Butterscotch candy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are all, you know, almost the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. crackers and cheese handy snack.
Oh, yeah.
From Kraft.
I'd have those in my lunch as well.
It was a good pack your lunch type thing to bring along with you.
Little cheese spread with a little red stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little red stick. Yeah.
I would always eat the cracker and never the cheese, and my mom stopped buying them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of crackers, right?
Yeah.
Now, see, that was a good trade item for the cafeteria room. No, it was. It was, because it was like compact, and you knew how much was in there. It was very, you know,
you can cut people
uniform
with that little red stick if you knew.
Oh yeah, it made for a good shank.
Yeah.
You know, there was one
elementary school.
What was it? It was for when I bring to like elementary school and stuff, like for the trade. It was like fudge with like graham crackers or a little cookie. And you would dip it in the
Dunkaroos.
That's
yes,
it.
The little graham crackers were in the shape of kangaroos.
I think so. Yeah. And you dunk them in
the chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are so good. Are those still available? Can you still buy those?
I don't know.
That's the one way to find out.
Guess what, we'll be right back.
We're going to do some on-the-field recording.
All right, easy cheese.
Like a can of cheeses?
Yeah.
You can still find those.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say they weren't extinct. I'm just saying this is just comfort food stuff, you know. Keebler, the fudge stripe cookies. You know, the little round ones with the holes in them.
You had those here a couple of months ago, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I ate most of them. Keyword
is had.
Yeah. I ate most of them, didn't I?
Before this fast over here came in.
Abel's like, I don't want these to go stale. Travis says, I bought these yesterday.
Let me unhinge my jaw here.
Like a snake devouring a rodent or something.
Here, I guess I'll spit some back out. There's half the receipt that has the day before's date on it.
It's a packaging. Okay, SpaghettiOs. That's, you know, did y'all like SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, SpaghettiOs were cool. Not good for taking at lunch because you had to heat them up, you know?
Yeah, no, who would you bring them to lunch?
Well, somebody was an idiot, not me.
Not a good trade item, right?
Not a good trade item.
I actually ate them cold.
You did?
Well, there was times where
my
parents had to work late. So, yeah, my mom taught me how to use the can opener.
Use the special can
opener. That explains why I'm colorblind. I ate them fucking cold. Like fucking prison. Between SpaghettiOs and literally canned corn, I would eat them out the can, like just with a spoon. Like
I'm picturing him with the fingerless gloves.
Yeah, fucking Hobo Joe with a trash can with a little fire inside the trash can.
Dude, they recycle all that shit, man. Hell yeah, dude. What the hell? From the mouth straight to the wallet, and from the wallet back to my mouth. Wow. Bagel bites. Don't skip over bagel bites.
I'm waiting for you to finish your fucking sad tale of your childhood. All right, yeah, bagel bites. Mm. Yeah, who doesn't like? Yeah, these are still good. These are either a kid or an adult.
Can you still find bagel bites?
Oh yeah,
bro. You can get a 9 box, or you can get a 36-pack box.
Damn, what at Sam's?
H-E-B has them.
Really?
36-pack.
One year for the Halloween parties, I had bagel bites.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
You missed out. hey, toaster strudel. We just talked about how shitty they were. Okay, so next. drumsticks.
Oh, the little ice cream drumsticks?
Oh, I still get those.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't, right?
Yeah. That's
do y'all get the variety? You know, there's variety packs now.
I'm very partial now to the chocolate ice cream drumsticks. Love those.
Ice cream ones?
Yeah.
You know which ones I like now? The ones, it's the vanilla ice cream, but, and then they put, they don't put the little nuts on them anymore. They put like Nestle Crunch topping.
Okay.
A thick coating, I guess.
Yeah.
That shit's good.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Bluebell Country Cone?
No, it's a drumstick.
Oh, it's a drumstick.
It comes in. It's in the variety pack. It's got that one with the caramel, and then it's the regular.
Was it that brand? Was it the drumstick brand that would have the at the very bottom of the ice cream, the little bit of chocolate?
Yeah,
I remember. God, I was so ghetto. Went to such a ghetto school.
Ghetto.
Yeah, in elementary and middle school,
and high school and prep school, college,
even. Yeah, that there'd be guys that would eat all the ice cream out of there, and then bite off the chocolate at the bottom and pretend they were smoking the cone or something. Like, you could be goddamn cholo motherfucker. But yeah, that they were looking cool because they're smoking the ice cream. Yeah, you just sucked the cone. That's what you did.
Who knew we grew up to suck more cones?
Abel. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
All right, Trav, what else you got?
Totini's pizza rolls.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a nostalgic one for me.
No.
I could never get those right.
I prefer the bagel bites as compared to these.
I prefer a fucking pizza.
Yeah. If I want a pizza roll, I'll just get a pizza and roll the shit up.
Yeah. The problem with those is that, much like Hot Pockets, they're either ice cold or lava boiling hot. You never get it right.
Come to think of it, I did have more cold ones than good ones.
Yeah.
Fuck the pizza rolls. Gushers.
Yes!
Those are good and they're hard to find, though. Mm.
No, you have to buy the like the variety pack where it's like fruit roll-ups and gushers and something else.
Yeah, it came like package. Yeah, you have to.
You have to buy the package deal.
Yeah,
I'd buy every time.
Gushers, you know, there's a ripoff by Jolly.
It's fruit roll-ups, gushers, and fruit by the foot.
Oh, okay.
Those three from Nabisco.
Fruit by the foot. That was good.
That's another one.
That was definitely... First, it was fruit roll-ups for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found fruit by the foot. And I was like, holy shit.
You could fool yourself into thinking you're healthy by a foot.
Damn right. And I did.
No, what I was going to say about the Gushers is that there's also, and it's equally as hard to find, a off-brand... well, not off-brand. It's a rip-off Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher does a candy that's like that, that's juicy on the inside.
Right. Yeah.
They're just as hard to find as the Gushers themselves.
Are you a fan of the Jolly Ranchers?
I'm a fan of both, but I think Randy is the one who got me on the hunt. If you ever find those, you need to snatch them up and get them for me, you know.
Or I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, that's how our relationship is. It's all based upon rare foods. She literally, like when we first got together, she literally said that she's always looking for cotton candy bubble yum and can never find it. So whenever I would stop at a gas station, I would always go to the gum aisle and look. And more times than not, I did not find it. But the one time I did, I grab it, snap a picture, and say, "Look what's waiting for you at home." And she'd get all excited.
Ah, foreplay.
Yeah, he fails to mention what part of the body the cotton candy bubble yum is actually on.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that all, Jefe? Yes.
Well, that's pretty much it for the list that I had. So, did you, since Abel, you're the special guest for the week? Any last words on this fair topic?
Well, I would have like a weird thing that I would have my mom do with food. No, don't look at me like that.
American Pie all over again.
We've seen this movie, right?
I really like the Kraft mac and cheese, which I'm sure everyone does. You know, the classic, you know, macaroni and cheese in the blue box. But I liked for her to put in white pepper, of all things, white pepper. And I don't know why I liked it. I just did. And it couldn't be black pepper. It couldn't be red pepper. It had to be white pepper. And it's like spicier than black pepper, not like really spicy like red. It just had like a different flavor. And I liked it in my macaroni, and I have no idea why. But like, if you were to ever make some Kraft macaroni and put white pepper in it, dude, I'm a little kid instantly. Right when I taste that, like, oh man, this is so nostalgic.
It's a comfort food for you.
Yeah, it's a real comfort food.
You know, it's funny you say that because macaroni, you know, just Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I grew up on that shit.
Yeah.
And any time when I was a kid to now, if I'm going to like a cafeteria or some restaurant or something, and I'll think about getting macaroni, and I'll see it, and it's not Kraft mac and cheese, fuck that, I can't eat that shit.
Yeah, you can't eat this fancy pants stuff with real cheese. I need to have the powder bullshit stuff. That's what I gotta eat.
Yeah, exactly. No bullshit, yeah.
Chris, is there anything like that for you? Well, I mean, just
comfort food.
Something that your mom would make or something.
The only comfort food I remember to this day that my mom would make were her flour tortillas.
We
had our Jehovah's Witness congregation was a lot of young guys my age.
Mm-hmm.
So when we all came to play basketball, and we all went riding around the bikes, and we all came back to my house, my mom was in the kitchen. She had the Ziploc bag with like 100.
Of the
little balls ready to just get rolled out and thrown on the hot plate. And she would make tacos to this day.
Really?
To this day. Over 7 years after the ashes, and people still talk about my mom's tortillas and how their mothers hated my mother. They would look at her at church with this devilish eye like, "You bitch. I can't feed my children because they keep gossiping about you and your damn tortillas." To the point that my mom, whenever they would come, instead of her making the tortillas, she had individually bagged balls of flour, and she would tell them to take it to their moms and make them do the work.
Oh, your mom had all the kitschy flour.
All of them, all dude. All of them, dude. The only thing that even comes close now that I can't have it, Taco Cabana's, like, machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Their recipe for the flour tortilla is, like, 98% like my mom's.
Really?
Like, I'll go to Taco Cabana, and I'll literally, no joke, I'll get 16 flour tortillas.
Not a dozen, not two dozen.
16.
One and a half dozen.
Between 12 and 16.
This guy. Yeah.
And then an 8-ounce borracho beans. And
yes!
Just dip the tortillas in the bean broth.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
And that's a meal.
Okay, well, okay, I have one more. Now, you might be able to relate to this, but Travis, I'm not sure if you will. And I'm sure every Mexican family out there probably has this type of thing where around Christmas
time... Don't walk
away,
Travis. Don't walk away.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Around Christmas time, all the tías and the comadres and, you know, all the family members and everything, all the women would sit around the table and make an assembly line to make tamales. Like, they would get the husk, put the masa, pass to the next one. They put the meat, pass to the next one. They roll it, pass to the next one, put it in the plate. Yeah, and then have the fucking assembly line. Yeah, assembly. And then for Christmas, everybody had a docena or a dozen of tamales. And, oh, man, so good. And every family says that their family's recipe is the best, and I am not different. My family's was the fucking best. No exceptions. But, of course, you ask that of any Mexican, they'll tell you the same thing. Did the same thing happen with you, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Was there anything...
I can say it didn't happen to me.
Well, was there anything white people food that your family did, Travis?
For what, Christmas or...
Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever. Special occasion, whatever.
Not really. I mean, just your... When I'm thinking of stuff like that because you just said that. But, you know, I'm thinking like Thanksgiving, Christmas, we'd always do the, you know, the turkey and the ham.
Was there any special side that maybe your family specifically made during Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Man, we stuck with the traditional stuff, you know, like the, you know, yams and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
This isn't very entertaining, no. But because it's white, I don't know. No, this is, you know, you see a picture of a Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner, that's pretty much
mm-hmm.
ours.
All right.
So nothing
typical white folk.
I really can't think of anything that was like a family secret recipe or anything like that.
No.
So.
Okay.
We're white. We don't have like...
Well, it's not too late for you to start your own.
Yeah. He makes ginger snaps.
I think that's the sign that the show's over.
Yeah, the show's over.
Oh, it's been over for a while now. All right. Well... With that being said, thank you, Abel, for joining us this episode.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we might want to have you on at least one more time.
Yeah, I'll figure out something I'm
good at talking about. Just one more time.
Just one more.
Yes, TV sitcoms, apparently.
Yes, that could work.
Yeah. I was going to keep it a surprise until Chris has said that.
Well, you could edit it out.
Yeah.
But he doesn't edit. He's lazy.
Or I just like the flow of the show, not to be compromised by cheap edits.
Cheap.
Oh, low blow.
Oh, I see.
Wow, the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm. You know, this episode goes from being, you know, an hour and a half to like 45 minutes. You know, who was Chris and you know Travis talking to? Were they talking to each other or someone else? I don't know. There's not a third voice.
Pop Culture on episode 8: The Revengeing. All right, so. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in this week's episode. Of course, don't forget to always check us out through our websites again. Oh, also find us on iTunes. Do a search for Pop Culture Rewind on there. Help us out. Do us a favor on iTunes. Click on the review button. Give us a review. Rate us.
Complain about Travis.
Yeah. Me? They're going to complain at you. Fool. Stitcher, I don't know if you can... I think you can review on Stitcher, too.
Yeah, you do a little thumbs up.
Yeah, do a thumbs up on Stitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on iTunes, subscribe.
Subscribe, yeah. Subscribe and review and rate and and then share. Tell your friends.
Hell, even on Facebook or Twitter after you hear the episode, share some pictures of stuff that we might have forgotten or stuff that's akin to you when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Start up a conversation.
Yeah, I know that there's going to be a lot of hungry people that are going to be running out to go get some food after this episode.
Yeah. That's why they can't finish this episode, because they keep stopping it.
Yeah,
and going to get the food after we talk about it.
Gushers, I got to go get some right now.
Be productive. Just eat while you're on the toilet. That way you don't have to go that often. You just sit there and just...
It's the circle of life.
Yeah.
Well, we made a toilet reference, so it's time to end the show. So.
Whoosh! You didn't make the noise, Bundy. Whoosh!
Thanks again, everyone, and always remember to pop your culture.
I see what you did there. Toodles.
Adios.
No, you need a bigger sound off than that.
Bye, everybody.
Blame. So-